Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going
on. Welcome on, never had Tavares on the podcast.
Welcome to Tavares, Shai.
Shai for what?
We are.
Tavares, light skin and handsome. Though. What the boy have for Shai, but nah, I ain't gonna lie. My first time on, I was kind of shy. My voice been shaky and so.
For real?
Yeah. That's why I got hiccups while I was talking.
See, I wouldn't look at it. Does that happen because you're nervous? Like, that, like, well, the boy, I guess.
No, I'm gonna lie to you, dog. Like, I was a class clown, but I could not present in the front of the class. But let me in the back of the class, I will distract the whole place.
Then we'll put on the show of a lifetime. From the back of class. Like, put in front of you, can't talk. You know why? You're probably the reason teachers be like, hey, do you want to share what you're talking about with the class?
I could do that. Because that's jokes. But then once it's time to work, it get looking serious. Because what if I'm mistaken word? Like, what if I say, I don't even know, like, what kind of words I can fuck up. But you just say something that kind of stupid in the front. You know, say a joke, you mean it. But then when you make a mistake, it's a mistake. And people laugh after mistakes. And then when you're in front, you get nervous because you get scared that you could say, like, you're going to make a mistake.
Yeah, you're focusing too much. I just said shit. Just say it. If you mess up, the worst you can do is get corrected.
You see, I'm going to tell you, boss, that's the difference between the cockiness and the confidence. Huh? Cockiness make you do what you know how to do. And you do that good. Confidence make you step out of your comfort zone.
Oh, everyone's had text. And you just can't hear. See what's going on.
Boss, real something, dog.
Everyone down here.
You're the type of people who look down at your phone and walk out in the road.
Yeah, real talk.
Nah, there's no monkey for that here. You can't, it was so bad.
Yeah, but no, it's facts though, because like, one time everyone looked down in your phone, this man out here, we use it outside of him.
Network. See, that's rough. You have to text, you forget to communicate.
Nah, here, the voice in from my head, I read what me and me, louder than five voices, check.
Yeah, so. But me just sit down next to this man, check. I chat this man. And it's like, it happens to me and all, you know, sometimes you're so focused on the message, but everyone, you look at everyone, right? Everyone would literally talk to you, read the message, like space out for like a good 10 seconds and come back to what you say. I'm just like, better man, you don't forget what you did talk about while you read your message.
That's how you know he's not smooth with the words, because he space out so that he can think of the perfect reply.
I'm flabbergasted by certain replies.
Honestly, here's the thing, right? And I realize it because it's not you the first person to say that. But when I zone out, I'm actually still fully listening to you now. It's just that I know when you look at me, you don't see me listening to you. Yeah, I look like this African still wall. And I am always like telling people, yeah, I'm listening. Like, you know, because I'm like, Nick, why would you think I'm not listening if you're fully talking to me?
Because you literally look like a still wall.
I know. And I do that because like I'd be doing this. Like say I'd be in class and I'd be, you know, texting on the table. I would do that. Shit, you check. And I'm not looking like I'm doing anything or I'm just like zoned out, but like not doing too much, you check. But yeah, I realize that not for real. I didn't
as a teacher, I would prefer you text in my class than sit down like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, check, like see just there.
Cause I would get scared to walk in that class.
Talk.
You go over there, see the man just sit down there, the man will blink.
But 6 years, I just know me for real, 6 years you ought to in a bus. When did I you left before I left to go UE, you check. And I left in 2015. So
No, you may left. You may left, boss. Because I think I left Antigua early 2016. Late 2016. Either sometime in 2016.
All right. So, yeah, about 5, 6.
Good night, fellas.
Hey, welcome back.
Why you sound like you're crying to money? Okay.
Need a hug, buddy.
Feels good, hurt, dog.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, I'll beat up anybody if you just know that. Right?
When you cry, I cry.
I along with you. Not good, man.
Yeah, so Johnny Walker here, if, you know, I passing it to you imaginarily.
Man, so, Keenan, I'm not taking no drinks on you, know, because the last time you gave me jinxing,
It's called gin,
bro. You be right.
Fuck gin. That's all you eat.
Yeah, you're just cool, dog. You know, you're just a young fellow. You're not ready for that yet.
I didn't even drink quarter of it yet. He's still there since last year.
Dog, throw that way, Jack. You not gonna drink that. Eh? Throw that.
Get thing, the gin slap with the thing.
But yeah, I have to mix that with Alas just to get the taste.
Yo, but that's the thing is, right, bro. Is this at the Bombay gin you have, right?
Me no, you know, tar blue.
And a blue. And blue, so right, yeah. And blue right, so liquid. What is it, right?
That's the sun that barber man put them brushing on.
Yeah.
Barberside.
So the thing is about gin, right? Let me just educate y'all real quick about gin, right? On God, people go on like, you have to drink gin with this specific thing. Me not gonna lie, I love myself a gin and tonic. Yeah, with a nice splash of lime, which I go a little splash of cranberry juice, or some citrus, you know. But drink your fetch alcohol for you, you check, bro. Like, if you have a chase of that bitch out, chase of that bitch out, you check. Especially like with gin, if you have a regular 8 ounce glass, just a quarter of gin inside the cup, and then flood the rest with juice and chase it, you check. Because especially Sapphire, if you're not a person that actually likes gin, Bombay actually has a very nasty aftertaste, you check. So it's
very like, quiet.
Me have a cheers gin with salt water because that is just too strong. It's too strong, dog.
Yo, dog, I can tell you, right?
Every make.
Dog, gin, a quarter gin with some, well, tonic water is, again, for gin people, right? But, yo, soda water and, like, lime juice or cranberry juice, I tell you, dog, you know how to taste that fucking bitch.
Let me tell you what happened, right, Keenan?
Soda water. Yeah.
I could just save it. And whenever you come to Canada, you can have free drinks on me.
But yo, I can tell y'all right now, like a very easy and enjoyable gin is New Amsterdam gin. Is very, yo, that bitch tastes like water. No cap to you. No aftertaste, no nothing. Very enjoyable, smooth as fuck.
I want drink pies, no, I can't taste.
And that's how they get
remember
you.
Rum is juice.
I can't really partake in this conversation no more because, you know, I'm a changed man.
First off, even God's a like a wine good for the soul. Like, you're better than Jesus.
A part of life.
You're better than Jesus.
He dead for something that he never did for dead for.
You want to go sleep like this tonight?
Yo, Jaron, no, you
have a big pardon for food. You'll be happy coming now. You're strike down by association.
Association time.
Yo, who went to church today, dog? I need some kind of
hope for your
okay, at least we have some kind of blessing for counteract what Jaron just said like a while later.
What is wrong with this fella? This my man, gosh. I've never seen such a man.
You look on Panari like, that's what you think.
That's literally.
What think. That's what I do, Panari.
Satan just gasped like, whoa.
It's about shudder. Not even I saw that coming.
Like, next thing you know, all I'll get here is bing bong. God,
yo, see, that's what happened. Well, yeah, wake me up, Navas. We'll wake up ready for this. We fight anybody.
So I miss out on.
Emperor was telling us about his third nipple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, boy, that shit just came out the other day, but we gave a couple minutes on that, so I feel that's adequate. It's like.
Okay. You know what I found out today? Owls don't have eyeballs.
Okay.
Like regular animals. That's why they turn their head.
No, they don't have like a certain spine. Or they have an extra.
It's something with their eyeballs, dog. That's why they turn their fucking head.
Yeah, like they can't.
The eyeballs can't like go side to side. They have to turn their whole head.
Yeah.
To the eyeball.
Yes.
But the eyeball take up like the most of their skull space too, so they can take it more. Yeah. Like,
so this part is moving around the eyeball, is what you're saying?
I truly don't really know too much about it. That's just what I learned from what I was watching.
Because his eyes taking so much data is the biggest part, right? And it's just there. So because he can't move his eyes side to side, it has like an extra, something on its spine that allows its neck to twist all the way around like 360.
Yeah, because it just turns its head. Yeah.
That means Tim and I fucking all.
So the eyes are just fixed.
At all, maybe.
Yeah. You know what else I learned too? A woodpecker have the longest tongue in the bird and they tongue wrap around in their head. I don't know why I'm...
I heard about that.
Because them boys lick out the trees for termites and so dog.
Like, it help them prevent like shock when they drill it and they dig in into the fucking wood.
Holy brain in place.
Yeah. Shock up.
You didn't get dog. To see. You got to see one at the lake, right, Tom?
The woodpecker?
Yeah,
I heard it, never saw it.
I saw a swan the other day.
A Okay, first off, what's up with your birds this week?
I don't know, but I saw a swan the other day, and I was so shocked because I've never seen a swan before in my life. And the size of the swan compared to a goose, it was huge.
Okay, and I've seen one in person.
I was I was shocked because I'd be throwing rocks at the geese because fuck these niggas.
First off, you can't do that.
Yes, I can.
Jared, just no custom to Canada. That's the problem. Does he know he never got to deal with the geese on their own turf? That's
the problem. Firstly, when I was in Rochester, bro, I used to like walk to the mall because that's how I got to school. And I was throwing rocks at the geese and they started attacking me every time I walked past there. Oh, these niggas, they can't catch me, no. The swan.
I'm gonna say I in the gym now. I got
the swan on the other hand was big as hell. So I know I wasn't going to throw any rocks at that because they say a swan can actually...
Oh, how big is big?
It was pretty much... It was like twice the size of the goose.
His neck or his whole body?
I think I've seen like their wingspan, especially like it's huge, it's long as shit. You check.
Their
neck just long as hell, like all twist up for no reason.
It's a dangerous bird.
Yeah, all birds are dangerous, you check, especially them penguins, dog.
I don't think I've come across a swan before.
I didn't even know they were, they're not native to Philly, but which one they fly down south. I don't know why they're flying down south because the place hot no fuck.
No, because I'm running from winter.
With winter, no winter over here.
That's why they're there.
But it's tomorrow, it's about to be 50 degrees all day.
50 degrees. How much is freezing?
You good, because I think Siobhan says 30 degrees by him right now.
30 degrees, that's zero. Where Siobhan live? Georgia?
Yeah.
Georgia gets so cold?
I don't know, but the last time he snapped me, there was actually snow. So I was like, I'm surprised there was snow down there.
What?
Georgia.
Georgia, the boy live here. Georgia's underneath, freaking.
Georgia above
Florida. Between Florida, yeah.
It's above Florida.
Let me tell you exactly what the place called, Richard. I don't even say
this. They're the most northern part.
But also, they're not even deal with that snap street. Middle Village, Georgia.
That's where daddy.
Mill Edgeville, Georgia.
Mill Edge, you know?
Yeah.
I heard that before. I don't know where I heard it from.
Yeah, this little bitch ass is in Mill Edge, Georgia.
That sound... Nobody want to be in that place.
Yeah, it sounds kind of boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound boring, right?
So, I'm done with that call. That's crazy.
It's like four cattle over there. I'm sure they're fat.
Now, Skina, tell me what's up with you.
Yeah, nothing going on for me to get checked. Like, sad and boring and different person. But you know, we move, you check, we working, we find money. Dog, right now, life is very stressful. And the only thing that keep me and motivated in life is money. I'm not even look up to you, you check. Like, adulting sucks, you check. Like, it feels good to wake up and have a consistent thing to do, you check. Because when you're home, you're home, bro. You check, that shit is sad. Like, that shit is sad.
I understand that. Because when, after I come back from the gym, because I went to the gym early today, and I realized I don't do anything else.
Boy, like, what to do with myself now? Go back to the gym?
I say, best I head back to the gym. but it's real, check. Like,
at our age right now,
all of us have goals. We all want something, check. And you know, to get something, you either rob or you have a job, check.
It's like when you sit down, you think about all the wants, and then you're like, how do I get there? And it's like, money.
Yeah.
And how do I get that? Job. And you have to map out how to get that money legally.
Well, legally is like overrated though.
Legally-ish.
Yeah, scam people, Richard.
Man, I want to be like them lucky man who scamming people on Instagram because they just getting through.
Yeah,
I can't.
I don't have the heart for that shit.
Yeah, like bro, that's somebody work real hard for that shit, you know. Like
too much of a good person, I can't do.
Yo, y'all never heard of Offset say, "If I go broke, I'm ready to rob." I felt that in my soul.
You see. Robbing somebody and scamming somebody completely different. Like scamming the person.
No. You would do both to your check because if you scam them, it means you stupid enough for me. I guess you're permanently you for giving you your money.
And that's why you see, I don't want to give nobody no false sense of hope and love and like blackmail them.
Fuck that.
That's not even it. No, when I see people who fall for getting scammed, I just have to judge them from now on. Like, I thought better.
I mean, you done snowfuck, bro.
You check.
You just ran me your credit card information just so.
Wow. You see a link.
Especially when they tell
not?
You how. Especially when they explain to you how they actually got scammed. And you're like, bro, I know you have a brain. How was
the man saying, boy, I just took a chance. I took a chance. Yeah,
I'm gonna send you $500, but first you have to send me 20. But then you can take it 2 weeks before the money actually get deposited into your account. But then you have to pay an additional 30. I'm like, wait, what? How? Mm-hmm. First off, how you even not into stocks right now? Hmm? How you even not watching the crypto? Like, wake up to me with it. Nobody giving you free money.
Crystal, who are you?
I miss my fake sugar mamas, man. They stopped DMing me because they realized I just talk too much.
Bro, I be wasting their time too. Tell them, yo, it's not working. How you do this again? He be telling me like if, you know, like the balance of...
Like, the sign into this.
Oh, is them on the chat and zone?
I suggest to the person, like, yo, we can video call and you can tell me exactly how to do it. They don't want video call
with check, me. Like, do you need my social security because my own start with a T? He's like, they never start with a T. That's my problem. Like, how?
Yo, nah, you stupid as fuck. And I can't do that. Yeah, I'd get tired of your ass. Really talk. I only ever did that twice. Like, the woman kept consistently sending the same message, like, copy and paste it. It's like, just sign in here so we can get started, so I can start sending you some money, sweetie. I'm just like, but I got PayPal, you know?
I snapped.
You Cash App? Why do I got to sign in this thing, and why does it need my social security? I'm from the islands. Does it work up there?
Right?
Yo, I sent the picture of like my Antigua social security card. So I was like,
what?
You what?
Not the full seven, dog. Not the full seven.
I'm just like, this nigga running around with your identity. Oh no, bro.
The word is named Jaron. No,
Jaron from Antigua in Florida commit crime.
Nah, I ain't getting up the whole thing. Was I was like this, and the person said no.
Bro, I made a couple of scammers to break character. Now they pretended to be a woman, and then he said, "Yo, something, something, and break character." I was like, "Huh? So you are a man?"
Yo, he's like, I would have gotten away with it too.
I be answering like spam risk calls and shit, bro, because I have too much free time on my hand.
Jaron,
I don't be answering calls. I don't like talking to people on the phone.
It's sweet. He's sweet, boss. Firstly, this man have the strongest Indian accents I ever heard in my life. And the man say, my name is Rick. My name is Rick. All right, shut up.
Yo, and they don't even proper names. Like, dog, your accent clearly would not allow you to have this type of name. I'm not even going to cap you.
No way you have this accent. Your name is Rick.
Like, yo, you can't hide your accent, so just roll with it. I'm from India. Keep going. I'm listening.
Oh, I just worry. I, you know.
Yeah, but, yo, isn't that kind of racist, though? Like, because they have an accent, they can't have a regular white-ass whitewash name?
Listen here, right? Me and that the man. That is true. I argue with the man for so long, right? That the man tell me, fuck me, and he hung up the phone. So, we call back the number. Somebody else answer. I'm saying, yo, put Rick before. And then I'm being weak no fuck.
Nah, cause sometimes when I call back, they do this thing with their phone where they use other people's number to make the call go through. Like, I don't know what the technology is, but they will call you from somebody else's number. So if you try to call back, sometimes you get the person, you're like,
yeah,
I never called you.
They call through this. You're joking. Oh, mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, bro, we even buy this technology. I would commit crimes with that technology. If you don't give me your money right now, I'm going to do such and such and such to your family. And they're going to call police. Oh, no. It's not going to call me. And they arrest my pastor.
Arrest, yeah.
I saw those two weeks when they're like, scammer, I know where you live. Me, who knows where my address is longer? I'm like, yo, makes sense.
Is that?
Like, yo. There was that guy on TikTok, what's his name? Trey Rags. And he was doing that one with about the scammer calling him. It's like, he must have scam for sure.
I'm judging you because you're using TikTok.
Why? Dog, I let you open TikTok once a week or once every 2 weeks because that shit is a rabbit hole of death.
Yes, and dog.
I can't relate.
I will literally waste hours on TikTok. It's like, I already waste hours on Twitter. It's like,
every time I go on Twitter, I see something from Keenan.
That's what I'm saying. I need to follow him alone. I've been going on and see my reposts and stuff. And I'm just like, yo, this guy is funny as fuck.
You see, the man's tracer say since they bring it back jerking, the nigga could pull off his fit. When I look at the top, I see it's Keenan.
Keenan.
Yeah.
You mean that receipt button don't stop the check?
No, that shit was tough though.
Yeah, that shit was funny. Yo, fuck. Yo, I really used to spend time.
Yeah, the boy pull out the wooden Jesus piece, dog.
Yes, dog. Oh my days. The it's rosary, the flannel from me, dog. It's the flannel, dog. Oh my Jeez. Days.
It's the fact that the fit still fit.
Yes, yo, dog. That means this man actively still wears his clothes. Because why that rosary still looks so fresh?
Fresh. The boy had it cased on the wall. He's like, he'll never die.
But
yeah, so funny.
Next thing you know, you see people busting out the Velado Spectros, twos Jeez. And threes.
Quick, your boy, the Velado and them boy.
Me remember me literally stressed out lady for buying me the Spectro twos, Ghostbuster and Batman, right?
You see, man. Me never nothing but none of this ones because I didn't.
Boy, a whole movement to me before.
I never rate none of them, man, because I couldn't dance, I couldn't jerk, I couldn't do that shit. So yo, I just hated these niggas because these niggas was getting all the bitches, bro. For no reason. Things look mad and goofy.
We weren't getting no kind of bitches, dog. Yeah, yo, when y'all realistically think back about the time,
right? No, I'm an idea, dog.
Like, dog. On guard to the church, right? Man's used to literally come to school a morning time, go down by the pipe, and stand up in a circle and watch man a dance.
Oh, wow. Ah!
You ever really think about this? Yo, you remember I used to really go movies, dog? And a circle of man. And you would dance in the middle of a circle of man. Christmas no Eve, reason. All this shit, dog. Why the fuck are we walking on with foxtails in Antigua?
Yo, the foxtails.
Dog, I say this because I used to wear them as well. And I'm like, yeah. When I look back on it, I'm like, brother, man, I used to really walk through town with this foxtail on my pants belt.
Partners, nothing used to scare me worse than when I see a man pin drop now.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, boy.
For King using man. Them, he don't love them tall.
Yeah, pin drop, sweet, no fuck, dog. I remember the time sweet, my teacher was there for pin drop, right? Dog, that was the most hilarious thing ever.
Gee, I was
in time. Hey, shout the bus, wrong your boy.
You sure not somebody can go off?
Shout echo on kind of way, boy. Okay, I don't know.
See, that's why y'all do it wrong. Every time you hear a shot, you're supposed to stand up by the window to tell them that you're not scared of the bullets.
Come on, you choking,
bro. The bus, honestly, I can go outside because the odds of me getting shot is pretty low.
This man with his luck, he catch every disease that
yeah,
available in the area.
Bus, I was saying the same thing. I'm just like, this man has the luck in the wrong fields. Right? Like,
right? No, my luck work everywhere else except when it comes to viruses.
and the mechanical work as well. Like, for some reason, you got vehicle problems out the wazoo as well. Like,
no fucking reason.
Like, dog.
Yo.
Check the things that matter, he has no luck in.
Yo.
You check nothing. The boy can brag about the most useless shit.
He won't ever catch a bullet, Jack. He will never catch a stray bullet, but you know for sure his car won't start.
Jack. No worries. Imagine some good man gonna sneeze, pew, 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 and he jump in his whip to get to it, and the car just won't go nowhere.
That was a demise.
Yeah.
That's what he meant to demise.
Nah, but the same thing you say with the jerking, the dancing, dog. So since I started, like, exercising and shit, dog, I get more compliments on mine than anybody else. I was like, yo, do I really need to do this?
That's why I didn't stop wearing colognes too, because I only matter, but you smell good. I was like, I don't have to wear perfume.
Yo, the thing is right. On a real. Then I hear them man, and I see all the posters of the man, they say, yo, when you go gym, the gym is for you, like, you know, it's for you. But it's for man as well, because the man is like, yo, good squats, dog. The woman I go walk up to you and say, yo, good squats, dog. Like, nice set.
Yo, everybody will sign up and watch a girl do a squat now. And then, like, why you go compliment me after? Like, yes, boss, you just watch this girl do a squat now. You see the girl ass to the floor. And then you look at me and say, oh, man, like, yo, your biceps looking crazy. Like, thank you. I know, bro. Thank you.
But the man's like, ah, this girl looks good in her squats. But you see you do a barbell curl. The man's like, hold on there, guys. Man, see you do a barbell curl. Like, damn, you're doing good, John. Man probably slap your ass as you walk past and surrender.
No.
All right, good.
I stay getting compliments on my shoulder and my triceps.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for the locker rooms.
That's what I'm kind of getting a trick. Not gonna lie to you at all. I'm not gonna compliment your triceps, dog.
Well, like, for real, when y'all go to the gym and so y'all don't compliment females, or you just go feel out of place, like, y'all girls.
No, because honestly, on God, I can tell you this now, because that's creepy as fuck, you check, like.
No, dog, they're in the gym, women look at you as filth, bro.
It's not really. There's different ways. Okay, so when I'm in the gym, and if I want a girl attention, you know, I do.
So,
right, you don't start laughing. Like, you don't know this is going to be an asshole.
No. It worked, the dog. So, like, I go to a bench right next to her. I was like, yo, can you make sure that nobody, like, you know, swipe this bench so I can go to the bathroom real quick? And then I go to the bathroom and I go stand up in the mirror. I look at myself. I knees up myself. And then I come back out and I tell her thanks. And imagine, I start the conversation from there.
Imagine this man plan for waste time now. Go in the bathroom for nothing. I just waste nothing. Couple time.
Because no, this is the thing, the dog.
She out like just, a dummy hole in a spot.
If you just approach a girl in the gym, you're getting shot down. But you let her do something for you because it's something small, she's gonna do it for you. And then she might just sit down there. She gonna sit down there like, yo, what the fuck am I really doing this? Because if somebody approached this bench, she's going to stop them from using the bench. And she go question to herself, why did I do this? Then when you come back, she gonna look at you and she gonna actually see you this time. Because when women see you in the gym, you're just a dude. But because she did this for you, she gonna look at you and realize that's an actual person.
That's definitely
then true. You can start the conversation.
You can't overshoot. You just have to make your presence known and go away business.
Yeah. And yeah, you don't hold too much of a first conversation. You just get that like information, you remember that, and you shoot that at them the next time.
You know, I already know how the thing's set, man.
Yo, I can just drop this inside of here, Jack, for the people that may eventually hear this, Jack. We don't support men being creeps to women in the gym, Jack. Respectable.
Don't be only, creeps. Jack.
Like, you're for just real on God, Jack. Like, I'm telling y'all, no, I believe niggas deserve to be shot sometimes, Citric.
Yeah, bro, sometimes I be in the gym.
Y'all creepy as fuck sometimes, guys.
No, I'm banging them in the head.
Make sure y'all hear this, so y'all creepy as fuck.
Just, you know?
Because people don't have, like, actual, like, social experience.
No social cues.
They're not smart. Yeah, they're just not socially aware. And they don't know how to approach people. They don't know how to talk to people. And they don't know how to
Yes, I'm putting that disclaimer in now because a lot of these niggas, yo, weird.
Yeah, I be going to the gym working and I see man staring on a girl like he never seen one before. I'm just like, yeah, I feel weird. I'm just like, bro, gross. Yeah, making honestly, me uncomfortable.
If I realize that if I see a girl and we make eye contact, if I don't approach her this time, like this day that we made eye contact, I'm never going to do it. And I just stop looking at her because it's lost game.
Pass her the time already passed.
Yeah, like you missed opportunity from time this girl notice you. If you don't approach her, you're a weirdo. If you approach her a couple weeks later, because that you've just been staring at her for like 3 weeks.
You've been stalking her. And, well, unless you literally come and be like, yo, just pull this shit and be like, yo, I really just, you know.
Yeah, because it's either the opportunity gonna open up again or you just miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't lose no sleep. If I go gym for me, and if I glance over and see somebody, it's because you have to see people when you look around the gym, right?
Yeah,
so you don't have to make it linger or be weird about it. You just do you.
More of it.
Not even just a gym, Ajak. Y'all niggas are creep in real life, Ajak. Sorry, I have to keep doing this. Ajak, like, I've literally witnessed a nigga stare down a girl that's walking on the street, right? In traffic. And I'm like, Hana, man, you going to crash into the car in front of you? Like, I felt bad for her because she realized it, that he was staring at Ajak. And
she knew people could see what was happening.
Yeah, Jack, like, dog, we're literally just on Record Street, just up on the same stretch with Vedrol. Jack, check out Vedrol, guys, for all your health food necessities. Bam.
100% off, you mentioned every name to the door.
You may or may not get free ice cream. You will not get free ice cream, but ice cream is good. Try the ice cream. Anyway.
Oh, wait, vegan ice cream.
Yo, that shit slapped, though.
Yo, that shit slapped, though, dog.
Don't sleep on it. God.
Don't sleep on it. That $3. What's sour throw for the rest of your day? You check?
Check.
Boy, inflation dog, six.
$6 now? Boy. At least, is it? Are we talking about the small cups or the medium sized cup?
Small cup, dog.
Small cup, $6.
Firstly. Because we had to stop using cheap plastic cup and we have to use the biodegradable.
Oh, yeah, biodegradable.
So you know, I didn't kind of sum this, so dog.
Also, sorry again, guys. Another public disclaimer. As an adult, you don't realize a lot of things. But so, yo, it's ABSC off this weekend and last weekend gone, right? Yeah. So all the stores in Antigua have been literally, you know, because ABSC gone, they check. So they're supposed to take down the 15% on each item, they check. Mm-hmm. But what stores are doing now, they're putting the price as the price with the ABSC as their main price, they check. So they pocket the 15% difference.
Them criminals.
Hi.
Criminals. They get some break and didn't even give us the people a break.
Check.
No, I get it. No, I always tell people to.
But hey, you know, money up for my cake. But I'm just saying it, Jack.
True.
It's Jack.
Money off of my cuz. I understand it. But I'm just saying, you know.
Bills to live for pay boy.
Them they could have just, you know, two days. You can't just, you know. Yeah, and yeah. I also believe that, you know, on ABST weekends off, we should get like 15% off rent. Just saying.
Yeah, that's ideal.
Yeah, makes sense.
Like a break. Like a discount break.
Like end of the year, we're supposed to get at least, you know, like a 20% off like rent for living life, you check. Like this shit was hard.
It's a surplus money, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
They want everybody living on the streets.
Yeah. You homeless bastards.
Why are you talking about me like that?
Y'all ever realize that girls really don't know, like females don't know the extent that guys go through for them? Like, just unknowingly. Like, I don't want to say that we go around walking on eggshells, but it's certain things that go through our mind, just like, that gonna make them uncomfortable. So, why not?
Yo,
funny enough, have you watched that documentary? Yeah, it's a documentary with the penguin.
Yeah.
First off, everybody know about those penguins.
All right.
Don't get me started.
Which one of the penguins are going on with all them antics and do all that something. You see which side of the penguins are going on. So.
Yes, it is right. Penguins are confused, delusional creatures in life. Which are, if you're a penguin, stay far from me.
Nah. But like, for real talks though. Like, I don't... It's one thing to have like them weird guys, you know, being the mascot for the male species. And then the other guys who really think about their actions and decisions and stuff like that. And it's like it goes on like deaf ears. Yeah. Or actions.
Yeah, honestly, you know, really be killing me, dog. It's these little bitches, right? Stupid, dumbass bitches.
Oh, like, he mad.
For real. They be like fucking 18 to 25. Like, you 18 to 25, you're fucking waste. Just remember that. Don't forget it. 18 to 25, they don't have anything to offer, right? So they probably just went through high school. They didn't attend college. They don't have any skill. They don't have anything. They don't have anything to offer. But then they're talking about like, but what's that shit? What's that shit, everyone? Well, something was stacking with another partner and all type of shit. It's like, bitch, what are you going to fucking stack?
They majoring in minors, dog.
Yo, that reminds me of that TikTok. And the guy was like, girls be like, they know they worth, but we broke as fuck. Bitch, that makes no sense.
Like, how you know your worth?
Yep.
Yo, I apologize to all women that found that offensive.
No, fuck them too.
Yeah, boy, it's unapologetic.
No, honestly, I had to say it because that it was funny as fuck.
No, because it really pissed me off, right? It really pissed me off. Like, they're not doing anything for themselves, right? And like, why do you think that you deserve this?
Yo, okay, I'll talk on like that because like I've heard about a lot of experiences of like just again, niggas are stripping the truck, niggas, facts. And I don't blame women for running game on stripping niggas. If you're stripping, you're stripping. If you get caught up in the game,
that's
you get caught
fault.
Up in the game. That's your fault. On God. But
you make it
some
easy.
Of these women be running game a little bit too viciously, bro. Like, take your time.
When you're too good, you need to retire.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
It's not even that they're too good, bro. It's they broke. They're broke. So you understand. Because they're broke, this is their way of life. Without this, they're going to die. They can't survive without
food. We can't eat.
They're desperate to live.
Those Philly women are literally destroying Jaron. Get him out of there, please.
Go back home, boss. Go back home.
That fucking
me. Yo, I'll let you know, right? Any woman I've met in my life in Antigua, they're hardworking women in check. Not saying they're not penguins, but they're hardworking women in check.
Man, I just deleted Facebook. I just took like mad bitches off of my Snapchat, right? And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just start like unfollowing people on Instagram. Cause the more I go on these social media, the more I see shit I just don't like. I'm like, fuck you. I don't want to see you anymore.
And y'all thought it was weird because I delete my Facebook, my Snapchat, my TikTok and Instagram. I only follow people that I've at least seen once, and I have another account for famous people I want to see. So I don't mix them up. So I have
my
go ahead.
My Instagram, like, I don't know, man. Like, that's the only thing that really distract me. Facebook and shit, like, don't really distract me, but Instagram distract me because
I don't know,
Facebook,
bro.
Nah, Facebook, me most. Then Instagram. Yeah. Instagram my second. I'll be scrolling on Facebook for hours, dog.
Nah.
Start watch one video and then the next video and then you just scroll video all night.
I don't know how y'all do that shit. There's nothing on Facebook for me. Facebook's a different world. Twitter till we die.
I didn't even use Twitter that much.
Twitter's a different
world. I literally come on to Twitter just so Keenan's in.
Yeah, I don't really rock with Twitter that much, man.
I don't have enough people that say live stuff to keep me entertained as much for Twitter to be my number one. It's but it has potential.
It's not that. I don't really care about what people say. So Twitter don't really catch my attention. I like to see things.
And then, people are hilarious, dog.
That's the thing.
People are funny.
Yeah, no, people on Twitter are hilarious as well. But what?
People, they say things, and you're just like, why did your brain think that?
Yeah, check.
Yo, them man are just funny for no reason.
You know how long it would have taken me before I discovered that joke?
You check?
No.
Yo, don't unnecessary people from Facebook do not come and join Twitter. Fuck you.
I saw one of the Timon still had one of the most elite tweet now. And that was a picture when a man did dance from the wall. Timon dropped up pump bed pump floor against wall. Oh. Hey, yo, when was he that right? What's it? Timon, that was a hot tweet now. No, that was a
did real go viral?
Hot tweet. It got some numbers. It got some heat, but it didn't go viral.
Yo, tweets don't go viral like that. Now, funny enough, right? Okay, Twitter's so weird. Tweets that you don't expect to go viral or always will go viral, because it's all about how they mesh. That's why I tell people, if you're using Twitter, dog, don't try to use Twitter. Just talk to yourself on Twitter, Jack.
Just talk to yourself. Say what you think and stuff like that. That's why I don't really get stuff. I just
bounce. And if you're not funny, you know you're not funny, Jack. So you better get your ass off of Twitter if you're not funny.
Yeah, but sometimes people be sharing too much. I feel like if I study somebody Twitter long enough, I can tell you who they are. Like if I use Twitter like every day, like some people, and I went to a psychiatrist or something or a therapist, I'll just give them my Twitter and they'll be able to diagnose me whatever problems I have in.
So who needs a therapist when you have Twitter? You can tweet your emotions out, nigga, and no one's gonna give two bucks.
Yeah, or someone might roast worse. You.
Yeah, that's a good part about Twitter, dog. It's a hit or a miss. Either way, it's gonna be funny, you jerk.
Man, the press I post the picture, this is how I'm feeling. Ron, you say yay.
Yo, you can play marble with them, dinner.
Man, roast me to the top of the building.
You got to laugh, dog.
At that point, that man gonna make you laugh, man.
I never laugh because what are the odds of this actually happening? And because I thought about it previously and it still happened, me gonna laugh.
Yep.
It's like, I was contemplating suicide. I went to Twitter, these niggas roast me and you giggle. Like, you can see a comment and giggle, like, you know what? I feel better.
Yeah, see, because you're antique in why you think that way. A lot of people can't really take a joke.
Nah. God, I realize that. Yo, all any American friend or family have them and they
soft.
Love them to death, but them soft. It's like they're
soft. You can't
they
love, turn to them to that.
Yo, they love chat, not a lot of shit, but can't take back when it.
Can't take.
What?
This will never fight. Dog.
Yeah, Jack, and they're like, hot headed. Like all my cousins, all my family, my friends, like, I'm like, bro, chill a little bit. You check?
It's not like for your entire family from Florida.
Well, I think the chillest set of my family are actually my family from Boston. Like, well, I have family in Minnesota, but then again, that's a pun, you know.
I'm pretty sure Minnesota's in the south.
Nah, Minnesota's literally just
Minnesota's on the Winnipeg, dog. Winnipeg is literally the American side of Winnipeg is Manitoba is Minnesota.
Yeah. So it's cold.
Imagine me in the States and the Canada, man. They tell me about Minnesota today. Fuck you, man.
Get your shit together.
is it his fault that you don't know where your shit is?
It's like, get your shit together.
You know, like to be honest, like I still don't understand because Philly, like PA is in the east side to me, right? It's on the east coast. But them man say that it's Midwest. And I don't fucking understand how it's Midwest.
I know what you mean, dog. I know what you mean, dog.
I can understand if you say it's Mid-East, you know? But it is definitely not Midwest. But that's what they say.
But so then I'm like, okay. It's technically Midwest because when you look at the full calendar, you know, the globe, it's still to the west. You check.
Okay, it is not. I'm glad that you bring this up, Keenan. So when we look at, because we're at this side, the globe, right, on the map, like the left side.
Yeah.
That's how we see our map. But if you're born in like Japan, how does the map look? Are they centered or are they like more to the right? So I don't want to think that they want to put themselves off at the side like the rest of the world know them as. So they would be the center. So their east would probably be America.
You see, this is what I feel like. You know, normally when you feel like Google, you know, a map of the world, it would always show you, like, you know, America,
North America, North America, South America,
all
Africa.
The way to the west, all the way to the west, and you see Japan and Australia all the way to the east.
East, yeah.
And so I feel like if Japan, if they got a globe, it wouldn't be centered around them. Like, they'd just be like, we're all the way over here. Just like we just got lucky for living in the Caribbean that when we see a map, we're already kind of there in the middle. We're always just positioned properly enough. Because when you think about it, when you look at places like, imagine people that live in Alaska, dog, when they might see the map, they might never raise their head way up.
I feel like when they look at the map, they centered from where, from their point of view, perspective. Why? Because it just seems logical. Like when Japanese people look at their map, they're on the west and they've seen everything else to the east. That's Kina, how I think they would see it.
Kina, look at that picture, right? And you will tell me which part of this is Midwest.
Hey, yo, I actually did not know Philly was actually right on the coast of the east.
It's on the east coast, bro.
It's the coast.
Dog, and I might say this is Midwest. Dog. Well, that's what I say, right, dog?
Dog, if you zoom out, Philly from the east coast is New Jersey, and New Jersey is a bridge. I don't consider that a state.
Oh, my days. I need to go back to the states, man.
Yo, I'm trying to figure out why Antiguan people don't want to leave.
No, dog, it's right.
Because life easier.
Yo,
it can't be that easy.
Yeah, I can tell you straight up, right? Once the only thing that's stopped you from having a good life in Antigua is if you don't have money. If you have any kind of form of, if you make more than 4K in Antigua without any real responsibilities, you have money.
Oh, yeah, I can see
trust
that.
Trust that. Like, trust me when I tell you that. If you live with your parents and you're just paying a few bills, let's say you don't pay more than $500 worth of bills.
Internet and Honda bills.
Yeah, check. So if you don't pay no real bills, you make a lot of money, you check. So you good. But then, like, okay, I use one of my friend's situation, but not call any name. So why struggle in Antigua? You check. They went from struggling in Antigua to struggling in the States, you check.
Okay, I can see that. But that's where they position themselves.
Okay, but then hear me all right. Them struggling in the States, right? Only thing you in first world countries that you necessarily have cheaper is, I guess, we'll call it goods, you know, clothing, food, we'll call those, right? Mm-hmm. Everything else is expensive as hell, you check?
Yeah.
Like, bro, think about it, right? Again, I know this is not gonna make sense, but it still makes sense. Like, I pay 200 US.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're all up you in the States, like, you know, Jaron in Philly, you go to the doctor, you pay 400 US to see the doctor. He didn't do nothing on you. Just to see him, you pay 400 US.
Just for the checkup.
You check. Now, if you tell me that here in Antigua, you pay $400 to see a doctor, I'll look at you as you're mentally crazy. You check. Like, are you mentally crazy? I've never paid just for a regular checkup on my doctor more than $150. You check.
Like, sorry. Yeah.
Why am I doing that to myself? Right. And I was in the States, and this is obviously, I don't have no kind of insurance to them, man. There's a phobia. I had an asthma attack. You check, like a bad one. I was hospitalized for like 4 days. Bro, ask me what made my day charge 3K USD for the time I was there.
It's robbery. But you see, that's kind of thing, because it's the level of luxury you want, why people paying this amount. Because, okay, I know food in Antigua is expensive right now. Even if it's unhealthy or healthy living, it's expensive. But a couple times when I thought about moving to Winnipeg, see what it's like, because I know the cost of living up there is way cheaper than in the GTA, right? But I just don't think I could deal with the weather to get up and say, well, I can go work and it's freezing ass weather that lasts. Like, how long does the winter last?
8 months.
Like 10 months?
Yo, honestly, Timon, honestly, dog, it's not as bad as I make it. I really hate the cold, so I bitch about it a lot. But like once, it's one of them things that once you get into
you
the
get
groove,
accustomed to it. Yeah,
you get normal to it. Yeah,
I don't think
you know what winter is. You will get used to it pretty quick.
I don't think I can get used to like anywhere that's cold, bro. First of all, right, my lips get dry.
Everybody does.
And then when my lips, no. When my lips get dry, I feel it. Like I don't need to put my tongue on it or anything. I just feel my lip dry. I hate feeling my face cold. I hate feeling my fingers. I cannot get used to it. Bro, when I was in Rochester, I used to, that's why I dropped out to college. Huh?
We're two schemas.
That's why I dropped out to college. It was easier. It was, I have no problem walking to school. I have no problem walking 3 hours to get to fucking school. But you tell me walk in this fucking cold? No.
Just lotion your face and try on a ski mask and then go about your business.
Or I can stay home.
This man used to wear the interior pants, right? Jeans pants with no, what you call it?
Jeans?
Yeah, with no long johns underneath. And when he's done, he tell me, oh, my legs in them cold. Cause your pants too damn tight.
No, my pants, like my lower body, don't really get too cold like that. It's really my upper body that get fucking cold. My face, my chest, my arms, this shit get cold. I'm pretty sure I can walk outside in the snow barefoot. But
actually, no.
Yo, I don't know why, but I'm gonna call why on everything you just said, Jaron. It just sounds sus.
It's real weird, but like my lower body don't really get cold like that. They just don't really get cold like that.
That's why you were fat when you were skinny.
No, since forever. It's my upper body is what get
cold. It's the same. My upper body get cold, my lower body usually fine. Even though it's uncomfortable, but like it's still fine. It generates more heat than my upper body for sure.
Well, then again, that would make sense because like your upper body. Well, wait, no.
Upper body has bare.
Yeah, you have bare organs. You have to keep warm.
It should be working. I don't know. I'm always. You know what it is? Is I would start. What happens is I get dressed, right? My warm clothes. And then my body gets under them clothes. So I am producing weird heat from my upper section. But because I start sweating and then that sweat starts to freeze.
Freezing, okay.
So it's like I get cold. So my upper body going to be... Basically, my upper body is always cold. Comparison to my lower body.
I
don't sweat as much.
I didn't even know why. I just know that it's my upper body get cold, not my lower body. So, yeah.
See, all you have to know... If you keep your feet and your palms hot, your whole body gonna be okay.
Do not maintain any heat, dog.
No, that's what I'm saying. If they could, that's how you could keep your body down. Cause it's one thing they say too, like when man's be running and they overheating, if they put like a cold rag on their feet or on their hand and around their neck, those are like where the body cools off the most.
Nothing tall sweeter than when you put your foot outside of the blanket, nah.
See,
you just buy, you don't see a task.
You just regulate the temperature.
You don't want the 2 foot of the demon and grab your 2 foot.
That's when the demon grab you.
You know,
with a 1 foot, I'll get no tickle.
Yeah,
those points like cool you off quick. So maybe like in the winter, if those areas are like that, I feel like that's why people wear scarves because like your neck is one of those cool points.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and your mittens.
You can get cold. It can get drafty through.
See, I can't wear mittens or gloves.
I have to. That's a necessity for me.
Yeah, because you live in fucking Antarctica.
Yes. Yeah. I don't do mittens either because if you like, I'm putting my hand in blocks of ice.
Yes.
Boy, I put them inside my jacket under my arm. And when I walk around and I pull them bitches out, I put them in. They warm. Check. So I be preheating them shit.
Oh, I thought you had them on and they was on your arm. I'm like, I'm supposed to walk on the base Bex.
Shut up the world.
So you put them on, like on the arm in the jacket.
Like while I'm, let's say I'm inside the car, like I'm driving somewhere and I knock out the phone in the car. While I'm driving, them the mitts under my arms.
Oh, yeah, shift.
The boy use the whole body.
You know, I don't have to move that much. I'm not shifting my whole hand, just like my forearm moving, my wrist forearm moving. So I'm not really, it's not that hard.
You know what?
I'm so glad I don't have to experience these issues.
Yeah, dog, you don't need, it's stress that nobody needs and should voluntarily take on.
It's because I'm driving real aggressive. Why I had to ask that, man? Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Right? I was going to the gym and a PT cruiser come up to me. No, this is not one of those, you know, them. This one look like a hearse, right? But it's small. So it looked like it would be a child hearse.
Yeah, yeah.
And the person pull up next to me, look for me, a rev. I was like, hold on, buddy. You really want to do this? Yo, I spin out. I must still cheer up the man. I was like, why did I take this so serious? Because I know they couldn't race with me, though. Like, I knew they couldn't race with me, so I don't know why I took it so serious.
because that's you, Adric.
You know exactly why he did it.
He know exactly why. I mean, no, HI.
He knows exactly why.
Because race car. Because race car.
I don't even know he tried. He know exactly why.
The way it's wrong to you. It's stupid.
Day, bro, I'm on the fucking highway, bro. And I'm doing 117. So now I'm trying to take a snap. So the everybody scary with stupid light. You know, you driving fast on the steering wheel light, bro. So I pick up my phone and I'm staring at my phone, right? So I can't get my phone to unlock. And the car just meanie while I run into the friggin' side rail. I'm like, yo, go on, cool. I could, bro. I fight with it from 117 to like 97 to take the picture.
Was it worth it? Yeah.
The man lost literally 80 miles an hour just to take the picture.
Imagine that the boy cruising at 60, he's able to take a picture and then speed up.
And then he had to slow down just to take the picture.
Just to take the picture. Boy.
Boy, just now when Jaron come home, Jaron will drive hard. Because them boys just say me drive hard, no freak boy.
Not me.
No. Every single one of y'all that come back from the States, y'all drive hard. Y'all don't give a fuck about potholes. Y'all just press gas. Because y'all are accustomed to, press again, out. Open road, press gas and
speed.
Go.
Yeah.
Like 70 miles an hour is y'all minimum, check. Like, Chevron, until the day he left, this man would drive and he's like, he's not even speeding. I'm like, Chevron, you're going over 50. You're clearly speeding. Especially 50 in Antigua, dog. And he has 50? No good roads.
Yeah. He has speeding? No good.
Brother man, Antigua's speeding limit is 40 miles an hour.
Yes. Jam was a forgot.
Jam was a forgot. Yeah, forget.
I didn't get. I didn't even add the gas speed limit.
40 miles an hour is all speed in the truck. And in Antigua Rosenheim, if you go 50 consistently, I'll tell you, Chevron drives at 50 miles an hour consistently.
Shaq's in my place.
But not gonna lie to you, I can't drive in Antigua then. Because
no, you said that now. Well, Antigua is small, you can reach everywhere.
Yeah, no, that's the thing is, right? Y'all keep thinking you're gonna have a long drive, but by the time you blink, you're already at where you gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Boss, I like to accelerate, right? Yeah, and I like problem. When I accelerate, I like when the car push me back in the seat. And that happened at 40 miles per hour.
Yeah, I don't accelerate on a raid I haven't been on at least once. So like if like during the weekend, so when I go into work, like on a Monday, I would drive like, you know, the speed limit to and from work. And then I'm just like, well, I know the road. So unless they did something last night. And then other than that, I just speed. So it's the same thing we're doing at home. When I'm home, I drive and I kind of like try to learn the road to see like where the potholes are. And I go up and then I come down. I'm like, well, I know it now. And then I speed.
Yeah. So let's see where until you're right. From a rain come once, that road they don't change. That road on two different
roads. A different
country.
Bro.
USA DLC.
On my dying breath, right? I'm going to stick to this. I know it sounds like, you know those shit theories that make no sense?
Mm-hmm.
I 100% believe somebody dig a pothole into your road because
partners,
no way.
I've been saying
for for some reason, right? The pothole in them always exactly line up with the flow of the traffic. Like if you're on your side, it's always in the path of your wheels.
Of your wheels.
Say, yo,
and where is the material, bro?
Where the fucking
material go?
It's not on the road.
Gone, clean. Boss.
Somebody dig up
and
drive with them
and
the
driver.
This is
a wild curve you're going. This is back when me and still the McKinnons. Me reach home, boss. And on the way, there wasn't a hole on the road going up. I know to God. The next morning, right? Like the rain come, me drive, go back, right? Ask me, want me here? Me, from my tire, I'll get some flat because me dropping a hole that never did. I want to tell you the hole. Somebody go and take a pick or something and dig up the hole, right? Because it's deep and it's gone. Tarmac and dirt gone. No rubble on the road.
That could be true. But what you don't know, actually, Keenan, is it's this legend that was going around the Caribbean for a while. And I don't know where it started, but it's about like water fairies. And it usually happens when it's like rainy out. And they said the spirits get upset. And when the sky cries for the environment, these water fairies come down upset. So that when they land, they just got punching up the ground. Bam, bam. And then he eats up.
Do that?
Yes. Did you even believe that before you started to say that to me?
Hannes, I'm making it up as I go.
Yeah, I know. But honestly, like, you don't even sound convincing.
Oh, no, sound convincing? Okay,
no, you don't.
Why would you say fairies?
Because these, that's what I'm saying. These are different. These fairies, right, are born of the rage of Mother Nature, right? So when she see all this shit going on and she crying, she's trying to purge with her tears of anger. So these fairies are now tainted, that, you know, tainted with Mother's Nature is rage. So when they fall out of the sky, they punch the ground.
So
because they're fairies, yeah, cause it's like if when they're coming down, they'll cluster together and then create like a bigger farm, stronger farm. And because they're fairies, they're
fusion dance
emotion and energy.
I've seen that rain before.
It leaves out to their body like really fast. Like soon as they hit the ground in anger, they purge themselves and they're back to being pleasant fairies. So it's because it's happening so constantly, they just keep decimating the spot. And that's what happens.
Yo, so he doesn't want to join, bro.
The only reason I would believe your story
because one time
when I'm in the car bus and where they drive, and so rain just decided to file this Antigua. And tell me why the rain along upon the friggin' car roof and the rain.
I'm pulling that in hour.
I must have tall.
It looks like a rock, bro.
But I had to look outside to see if it was hail.
Check, see that in top.
Bro, you want me to tell what phenomenons I like to see? Like, you'll be walking around the village and it's raining, but it's just like right here is raining and right here is not. It's like a line. Yeah,
The end of the rain.
It's just like, oh, I could step into the rain and then step out of the rain. Like, it's not crossing this line. Like, why?
I like watching it when you come across the ocean.
Yeah.
And you approach it. That is always dope.
I've never seen that.
No, this day, college, you could watch the rain always coming to you, Jack. That is always sick. Like, anywhere on State College, you would always know rain about to come because you saw that bitch coming in.
Jack, you're not nice at the hill. You've seen shit.
Yeah, you still watch that. You're like, all right, fuck, gotta move it.
See, it's funny. It's the little things that people don't really study that, like, really impactful.
Yeah, boy.
The other day, I was also just walking. And I'm just like, man, the sky don't hit the same like in Antigua. Like, in the country. You see the stars. There's, like, a vastness to the sky. And there's just, you know, the breeze, the guys, warm breeze.
You were higher off the ground, so shouldn't you be experiencing the best, like, nighttime? Shouldn't you get, like, better time, sights of stars and shit?
All the light pollution.
Ah, you're right. It's bright as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, guys, just a heads up. I know we're old, but we're not old. Rewatch any movie you used to like that came out before 2008. Trust me, you did not understand that movie, and those movies slap no fuck. I've been rewatching them from 1995 go up. I've been rewatching movies straight, and all these movies slapped up.
Bro, it's the same with music too.
Yeah, because obviously, you know, we're finally able to understand. I never understood sign film until now. Like,
yeah,
I'm literally watching a sign film, and this film is funny as hell. Like, it wasn't meant for us.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Yes, I'm dog. Like, that show was funny as hell. Like,
it's like some of the jokes just went over your head and you didn't even know.
Yes, you check. That's why.
Like a bunch of them.
You're just too young for that shit.
We weren't the target audience, you check. For sure. We weren't the target audience.
Yeah, that's the thing. We were just watching it because it was on TV.
But, like, that's why I knew Gravity Falls was not a kid show and neither was Regular Show or
Definitely.
Chowder. Chowder was not a kid show.
Chowder was not a kid show.
Chowder was not a kid show. Yo, Chowder. Flapjack, those were not kid shows, did you?
Nah.
Like, yeah, when I was a kid, Flapjack kind of creeped me out, bro.
Them boys had them secret agendas, boy.
Bro, and yeah, it's Jack. Wild because your parents be watching, what Chupinist you watch? And it's like, what I'm watching cartoons.
Yeah, and then look, and they miss see Chupinist and then just left home.
Yeah, then, and the thing is, right, they're hearing the jokes now.
Yeah, they picking up on that shit, but we not. And now that we up, we just like, I see what my parents were saying.
Better man, Gazpacho from Chowder. This man was a real nigga. Like, I vibe with him so much as an adult now because I was rewatching some Chowder. Bro,
and bro, special other man.
He name man.
Me didn't rewatch Regular Show, right? And you know they have that human version of Regular Show called Close Enough.
Yeah.
And yeah, dog, I love Close Enough, check, because you know. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Never heard of that show.
Dog, you ever go on Netflix and watch it? Close Enough, check. It's literally, dog, kid you not. It's exactly Regular Show, but in human form. It's the same creator, Regular Show, and everything. It's like every single thing is Regular Show.
Quinto.
Yeah.
Oh, they have this other show now on Netflix. I'm trying. It's Inside Northmen. Job. Oh, Inside Job was nice, but it's Northmen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah, it's like Vikings, but they're making like a parody of them. But that shit funny. And they put Evian and Evron on.
Yeah, that's a funny boy. That is dunce, man. Is there another season coming?
I don't even know that, but that shit is funny. Coming for now,
because that man is just dunce. They make Keenan. Yeah. It's like, you know, like how sometimes you be watching stuff and like the cringe is too much for you.
Yeah.
I know you're a cringe.
Yeah, but I literally saw 4 episodes of it, and I know for a fact it's like, yo, the fifth hand embarrassment had me going crazy.
Dog.
Like, not even second hand, fifth hand embarrassment, dog.
Orem, I just want case, dog. That individual, dog. Y'all need to watch that show if y'all haven't.
Oh, yeah. Timon, I saw you were talking about something on like Twitter. You were talking about some show, right? That you wanted to watch.
Everybody hates Chris.
Yes. I was going to laugh in American. I was looking at it. I was like, this is the perfect time to just tweet this. Like, just laughing in America. Because it's on Hulu. But, you know, you don't have Hulu.
Yeah, sorry.
That's rough.
Wait, Canada don't have Hulu?
No.
Oh, that's... Well, let me hush right until you don't have nothing. Well, that's a cap. I have everything, but not, like, the good of everything. I can use basic every site, every stream. But it's like, again, I'm still limited to certain things because of my geographic location.
Which is wild. So I'm saying, how come the Caribbean will just rip off everybody else? And then, because like China can do it.
I feel like we are in the optimal space to get like something from everywhere. Like, grab something from South America, grab something from North, grab something from Europe, dog. Let's grab some Chinese shit. Let's go. Like, we are in the optimal, and we're the Caribbean. We're a blend of all cultures.
We're right next to that equator. One of
the cable. I don't pay for cable, so fuck cable. I haven't had cable in years.
Facts.
Yeah, like, I've like smart TVs on Jailbreaker, your Fire Stick. I literally have all American channels, like, review and all kind of shit. And yeah, like, why am I paying for CTV or carrier cable? That makes no sense.
The TV networks must be shitting their pants year after year, they're just falling.
Yeah. No,
only old people holding on.
Yeah, no, on God,
people are watching news and I
fear for CTV and Carib Cable because soon for now, like literally, bro, we don't need to pay you guys $200, close to $300 a month for that.
Like, hold on, CTV and Carib Cable to look up.
Yeah,
boy,
yeah, dog. And funny enough, right? Nobody in my immediate family has cable, but like my grandmother, she has cable. And the other day, I went down by her and I heard a commercial and I was freaking out because I'm like, oh shit,
commercial,
like. Yeah, commercial. You checked. I was like, oh yeah. I'm like, grandma, what you watch?
And then even that word sounded different to me, boy.
Was it a commercial for Kids Bop or Mesophilioma?
Yo, no,
it was kind of commercial on TV now?
Doug, I don't know. I don't know. This was the commercial that came out was the Blue Buffalo food commercial though.
Louisiana something. No, that's Popeyes.
Yes,
love that chicken from Popeyes.
Yeah. I said Blue Buffalo dog food, and y'all seeing Popeyes.
So, yeah, wow. I don't know why. I don't think I know that one. Then, more to touch.
All I say is right. It just felt weird, because I actually have a PlayStation. You know, you don't know you have everything you need if you have a PlayStation.
See, I'm used to the ads because I'm on YouTube all the time.
Yo, you people that use YouTube, y'all weird me out and y'all sick of me in life, Patrick.
Facts.
Hold on, let me tell you why, right? YouTube is a bit of everything, you know? It's a good place to, you know, kill time, right? Joshua said this to me the other day as well. Just kill time on YouTube, right?
I saw Josh still alive?
Yeah, boy, just to check. So, when I say about people that use YouTube alone, y'all weird as hell. Because back when I was in UE, I was dating this girl. And all she did was watch YouTube. Like, YouTube couples, like, DIY stuff, just YouTube videos, right? And I realized people that just watch YouTube videos, y'all have no point in life, right? Y'all have no real, interest, right? Y'all just watch things because y'all lonely in life, and y'all...
Nah. So the things I watch on YouTube, I learn a lot from them, right?
Awesome.
And I don't know, like, YouTube, it brings you into a community on the internet. So it's like being on Twitter, right? It's like being on Twitter where you can say what you want to say or whatever, but then it's on the, like, this person's comments. And then you're going to be surprised that if you actually watch a channel a lot and you like this person's content, like you comment something under there, there's a high possibility that if somebody you was beefing with under a comment see you, they ready for the smoke. Yo, I be beefing niggas in YouTube comments because, like, who the fuck you think you are, nigga? Like, yo, back that's up, what bro.
Yo, for some reason, I have a memory of you cursing somebody out in a YouTube comment. I have this weird memory of you doing this. Like, is it just me?
Yes.
Yeah, dog.
It's not just me, right?
Bro. It's not just you.
Okay, because I'm just like, for some reason, YouTube, I feel like bro. You beef multiple people in YouTube comments. Like, I feel like this was a point in time of your life where you did it religiously, you check? Like, I would just start beefs and argue with man and them in the comments of YouTube videos, you check?
Yo, I really be trolling people on like a YouTube comment.
Yeah, I try to leave comments because I don't like see notifications. So then I be chilling and I see the notification coming. I was like, I have to go delete that.
I have no notification on my phone. It's like,
I stop.
I can't see banners, all that shit. I don't like crap. It's like,
I stop beefing though because I'm trying to work on my internet like personality. And I can't have too much. I can't have this
battle. Since I've known Geron, all he likes is mischief and smoke. That's all.
Yo, I'm telling you, bro.
The man is a menace. Like, I think you're really born to be a menace, Jack.
Timo wants to get canceled, but I know as soon as I get a little exposure, I am getting canceled. Because a lot of people have dirt on me.
I'm not going to put John in a blunt.
Boy, Jack, dog.
Yo, the shit I say on the internet is fucking wild.
Yo, you know,
and I think, just enjoy smoking. Smoke make John happy.
Yeah, dog. John enjoys confrontation, especially on the internet, because you know, like you said, it's on the. If you're depending on where you're causing the smoke, you don't have to worry about much. You're just like, what a person can do, at you till you die, bro. But nah, for me, I feel like John just naturally loves smoke and like
mayhem. Confrontation is his middle name.
The internet smoke fun because you can beef more than one person at the same time though. Like you don't have to sit down and wait for this person. I have another thing going on. So
man bone some beefing on the way too sexy to beefing on the Nardowick who wants smoke. But like I can do this all day. Let's go. You didn't reply yet? All right. We'll come back to you later.
Okay. Why not them out the 3P in the comments?
Yo, oh my days. Dog, the only time I used to have a YouTube life was, again, back when jerking was the thing, dog. Kid you not, using my history. Just jerk compilations for days.
Dog. I remember them days, boy.
Boss, when I tell you days, I just literally be in my living room practicing no shit. Yo. Dog,
you know, funny enough for me, you're in the living room at work or something, your mother podcast. What's that noise? I keep hearing pounding.
Oh, you hear go blap.
Come on, because you saw out there a jerk.
It's yeah. You know me, I need problems because of that, you know.
No, at time, right? I literally tried to pin drop back when I was in McKinnon's again. I was like, because I was just like, boy, I wonder if I can still do this. Jerk. All I remember, in from my head. I literally you used to just put your foot behind, you know, hear me, you check, and you drop to the foot that's behind you. You check, and then you spin back up. So I say, yeah, this is what I used to do, man. You feel comfortable, you felt right, you check. As I go down, I say, Jesus Christ, you check. Fell. You check. I did not even like
King Cole.
Police myself properly, you check. I was like, nah.
That's too old for this shit.
Yo. Alright, I'm gonna drop out because it's like 2 hours past my bedtime.
Oh, yeah. Maras was minutes to two. For real. Yeah, everyone, dog. you have a stop and all in the next 2 hours.
Yeah, dog, I know.
So I wish you all the best.
I want to say this to the man, German. Me and you can beef some man for YouTube soon.
And that's all going. I'm ready for
the
that.
The money for put up on Twitch. I'll monetize that.
Then the next Twitch Timon go pan all the giant and I'll go beef everybody in the check. Nah, I serious, Nedrick. And you create a fake name, and we could just
have it. I'm going to be real. Timon on the stream, I'm going to try beef Timon.
Bro, I've been seeing a man now. I've been there to, like, just play my game, and I look over, I see this man trying to fight me. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Man's like, yo, you pussy. What are you doing? That's how you catch that ball, Bazoi.
You sad.
Yo, Timon, there's some shit, right? I'm going to start, yo. Nah, this shit was mad funny.
Yeah.
Because I thought Timber, like, bro, I walk into the cave and niggas don't battle me.
That's how Timon know he pussy.
What a different boy.
I agree with that, LC.
Yes, sir.
Keenan, yeah. You have to come back on, man. We have to work on a decent time this time.
Yeah, dog. Like, I really wanted to be here yesterday. But, you know.
Life.
Yeah, life.
I feel you.
Yeah, boy. Adulting it.
You know how to fix life?
Bro, if you say anything too dark, right?
Drugs.
I would like to hear his genuine answer. So, again, tell me.
This man don't like life, no? So, I'm concerned.
You know, an answer this.
I never mind.
It's okay.
Let's just go to the gym. That's
how I feel. Kind of
triple just go to the gym. Get to see my little face in the podcast thumbnail thing. Say yeah. With a do-rag on. Say yeah.
What's the me that?
That was a nice touch, eh?
Yeah, it was. When I saw it, I'm like, nah, this is nice. I was like,
well, nice, yeah.
Yeah, Timon, you did well with that. And I'll cap to you, Jack.
Have to fix it for me. I'm a dreads on that longer.
Yeah, you need to fix your dreads, dog. But you know, right now you're focused on becoming swole god, so you safe.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to put my pecs up inside of the picture too.
Well, I gotta put his muscles to cover one of the eyes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because I'm Damien Jaron message on Snapchat, and the man tell me he gets up at the gym now. Then also a week later, I see the man post when I had an IG or Snapchat looking swole, and I'm like, brother man, this is why I don't like. Skinny niggas, a trick. Like, y'all go, yam tooting, y'all look fat. Y'all go, bench two legged thing, y'all have muscle and cut no shit. I'm just like,
Buzz, this man tell her we accidentally dropped 5 pounds now. I said, accidentally?
You're Jack.
But see, he fell asleep and woke up 5 pounds lighter. I said, oh!
Man, see, fat, you have to have ace up, boy.
Nah, the boy left that up on the kitchen counter.
Fuck up.
John Pastor after Jimmy Erica say, that's not gonna stop me. I'll work you out.
My weight, man, is lose 5 pounds of protein just so. That's two days in the gym, man. You have to check your gains, Jaron. You check. Once a week, you check these gains more than.
Right now, boss, my weight to go up and my fat to go down, the boss. The muscle and them will come in nice.
Yeah, the man saying you need to build up a testosterone. Never stop your wife and stuff.
The man literally said at the start of this, you know. He didn't have much calories to spare. So you had to count the croutons. Oh, you know the man that put in the work in the gym. I want to count those calories.
No, the fact you count anything on, like, nobody saying, you know.
Well, I rate that though, Jack. The man doing that for himself, Jack. The man looking after himself, Jack.
Nah, he really went in, dog. He really went in.
He did.
Nah, because, bro, I didn't realize how much I liked it until I started doing it.
Man, see, yeah, this is me. This is me.
It feels good, like you can control the amount of energy that you have throughout the day and everything. And I realized that I wanted to go down to like 10% body fat, but now that I'm at 14%, I don't think I want to go down to 10 because at 14 I'm kind of tired. Yeah. Like I have to take a nap throughout the day, so I know if I go down to 10%, I might need to take two naps, and I can't do that throughout the day.
Especially because if you haven't had a physical type of job. Yeah, you're also exhausted all the time.
Yo, real quick before Keenan leave, what anime are you watching right now?
I don't watch anime.
Keenan, a manga man, dog.
I read manga, dog. You know this.
No, manga's forever, dear.
Okay, as in like, okay. Right now, I'm not even gonna talk to you. Anything I watch, anything I read, I watch. It's like, you know, just to see animated.
Yeah.
But I don't have nothing other than the basics that's going on, that's pop right now. It's like, because right now, dog, I don't know what it is. Right, okay. In terms of manga, the popular manga is Boston right now. Right, so always up to date with those. Right, like the 10 to me that are like running the game. You know, I don't have time to list them, but yeah, to watch them, there's not much I really care to watch. Right, because you know, lots of manga do well in storytelling and visuals.
Yeah, and visuals. I get you.
Yeah, check. But if the manga not doing well in visuals, I'll watch the anime. Check. But most times I don't really fucking waste my time to watch an anime. Like, nah. Well, I literally started to watch One Piece again from episode 1000. I have not watched a One Piece episode from 930 something.
Yo, no, when they got to one of the graphics got crazy. Yo,
the graphics, oh my god. And I did start the one arc when they witnessing the transition and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I went up to like just before Big Mom showed up to Udon, the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where I stopped watching it. Like oh, that. Okay. But then I started to watch it just after, just when they were starting the raid on Kaido's island.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I started to watch again from there. But like, I've literally watched the only three episodes been out since the 1,000 episode. So I've decided since the 1,000 episode, I'm going to watch progressing. But I can't do it. I want to do it, but I can't do it because, you know, I just read the last manga and God Zoro and God Sanji.
Yeah, I've been thinking about staying off of the anime now because I read the manga and it's like if I'm doing two things at a time now, I'm like repeating myself.
Yeah, Jack is like, I do want to see what, like the last manga, the last two mangas, I want to see those animated. Jack, mm-hmm. I have to see, you know, Zoro and Kaido and Sanji's fights. Jack.
Yes.
But I feel like everything else, I'm good. You check, like run me the black and white manga panels. Let's go. You check, like
double by the way, giant.
Order if you ever hear this. You check, if you don't make fucking Yamato join the Straw Hats, you a bitch.
I don't think she's gonna join.
I feel like she's gonna join. Either she or Carrot. There's only two.
It has to be Carrot.
I was gonna ask Everon, like, whoa, he watching? Because I know Everon not into the animes. Like
yeah, Everon, I watch JoJo.
That's JoJo.
I've been trying to get into watch World Trigger.
I started that. I told you which part I didn't reach.
No.
Because I don't remember. I don't remember exactly, like off my head right this moment, which part I didn't reach.
Okay, so.
But it's getting interesting. Which part I did.
Yeah, I gone for real this time and I turned off my alarm.
So, all right, guys.
I turned off my alarm because I got to get up at 6. If my alarm don't, like if my body don't wake up for 6, then I'm just not going to go work.
That's not how that work.
That's how it work.
No.
Yeah, that's how it work.
We said, Jenna, I'm going to sleep, buddy.
Yeah, let's see, Jenna.
Boss, go sleep, boss. 5 hours of sleep?
Yeah, stop talking. Go.
Dog, make sure to tell Erica wake your asshole up, Jack.
Yeah, just set her phone to 6 o'clock, too.
Yeah, it's one time.
She didn't wake up that loud when me wakes you up.
Makes sense.
Oh, wow. Yeah, woman.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you safe, man. You have fetching 4 hours of sleep, Jack.
We'll see.
I used to do that for school.
I used to do that for CXC.
Why are you still here?
Yeah, comfortable.
Sorry. Fuck are you?
Me and me gone, dog.
Darling, please stop driving me crazy all night long.